USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A disaster declaration issued by the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, following Sunday's storms in North Texas. The declaration covers 16 counties that got struck by severe weather. At least three tornadoes confirmed by the National Weather Service as having touched down in the state, including an EF3 twister in Dallas. No deaths were reported in Texas, but the same storm system took four lives in other states. It appears Justin Trudeau has been reelected as Canada's prime minister. His Liberal Party expected to win the most seats in yesterday's balloting.
Regardless of how you cast your ballot, ours is a team that will fight for all Canadians.
A ceasefire between Turkey and the Syrian Kurds is officially to expire today. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
America's top diplomat in Ukraine is to testify before Congress today in the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Bill Taylor will speak in a closed-door hearing about White House efforts to allegedly pressure Ukraine into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Meanwhile, President Trump talking impeachment yesterday.
We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House,
the only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration is moving towards taking DNA samples from detained migrants at the border, the Justice Department giving notice of a proposed rule that restores authority given to the Attorney General by the 2005 DNA Fingerprint Act. It directs the Department of Homeland Security to expand DNA collection from migrants detained at the border and the interior. The rule will be published later today and be open to public comment for 20 days. Three adults are facing charges after three children were found living in deplorable conditions at a home in Florida. Police in Edgewater were carrying out a welfare check on the kids on Sunday when they say they found at least 245 animals housed on the property. They say there was a dead guinea pig in a cage, rotting food along with animal waste throughout the home. The three have been charged with child abuse and dozens of counts of animal cruelty. Among the animals on the property, a hedgehog, sugar gliders, and several rats, which were apparently being kept as pets. And Amazon is trying to fight against fake videos online known as deep fakes. The company is working with Facebook in the Deep Fake Detection Challenge, offering $1 million to help teams spot deep fakes. You won't find any deep fakes on our site. Look for us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.